This is the duplicate tape from the original 90 minutes tape to a 60 minute tape.
That was very good.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Well, this is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Student Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mr. Yi Sheng La. It's in Chinese, we call him Kong Wa Bak, by Chuck Yi on January the 13th in Long Beach, California. Now, the first question I'd like to ask you is that your parents, like your father, where is he from, where does he work, and what kind of work does he do?
Well, my father, when he married, I can't remember right now. When he married, he came to the United States for 10 years. And
what year was that?
Let's see, I born 1903. And 1913, he went to China and brought me to the United States. He left me in Salinas, California. And I stayed at the store, a cousin of my father, called Long Wall on Saturday Street. Sometime I went back to Castlefield every summer because my great-grandfather had a farm in Castlefield. Potato ranch.
Yes.
Every summer I drove my bicycle between Salina to Castlefield, about 9 miles. Every summer I went there for picnic. They had they killed about 3-4 cows in the big yard. Nothing but beef, French bread, and watermelon. When we finished, during that time, a lot of older people. I told them I was grandson of Yi Mi of Castlefield. And we had picnic, and then all knew me that grandson of Yi Mi in Castlefield. And I took a lot of beef, put on the trail of my bicycle, take it back home.
So actually, how long was your father here?
My father, he married, he came to the United States.
What year was that?
I think when he married, I born 1993, and he came to the United States. And he hadn't been back to China until 1913, brought me to the United States.
Oh, 1913.
Yeah.
So,
About 10 years.
About 10 years.
And my father in San Francisco do some work in a family is cooking. And I went to work at St. Vincent's Hotel. As making coffee and wash the glass and so on during the World War I.
So when your father first came over here, you don't remember what year though, right?
I don't remember.
Oh,
I never
okay.
did ask him.
And he has about how many acres?
Oh, used to be some people call my great grandfather was a potato king up in
potato
Castlefield.
King.
Yeah. Oh. They had a ranch up there.
How big was the ranch?
I don't remember.
Some said
they divided up into four. In 1903, the potato was about 25 cents a sack. Mm-hmm. He lost the whole thing. He cut up his ranch, gave it to four different people. Mm-hmm. And I'm going back to China, retire, and let them have. I don't want that we going to cheat you or cheat anybody. I give this land for all four of my partners. They say, why don't you stay for maybe next year The potato might be higher price. You make up the money. He said, I don't want it. If I lose, I never can repay you. Mm-hmm. So he cut up his ranch. He gave it to Qin Dong Tai, Qin Dong Li Pei. And you got to Yi Mao Zhong or Sacramento.
That's all up there.
I don't know another part who gave it to. Yeah. And then I stay there, Cashville. I live there myself once a while.
Where was you born?
I was born in China.
Born in China, where at in China?
At Canton, China, Sui Long Village.
Sui Long Village. Sui Long Tu Nama.
Yeah, Sui Long Tu.
Okay, Crandy, how old were you when you came to this country?
10.
10 years old.
Now I'm 76, a little more than 76 now.
So when you were in China, did you go to any schooling when you were a young boy?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 years in Chinese.
2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and then I came to the United States, and my cousin and taught me the Chinese. And afterwards, and then I worked in Santa Barbara, helped the Chinese, I can use the brackets.
Oh.
And then I do this work better than my father. Mm-hmm. So I handle my father's business under death.
When you were over in China, when you were a boy, your father was back in this country?
Yeah.
He came back?
Yeah.
And then?
He went back to China, brought me to the United States.
When you first came over, when you were 10 years old,
yeah.
Your father sent for you, right?
Yeah. No, he went back.
He brought you back.
Yeah, brought me to the United States. Did
you like it when you came to this country at that time?
Well, you have no choice.
You have no choice.
No choice. Whatever you choose, give to it when you're a kid. Do you have the choice or not?
And where was your mother at that time?
My mother's still in China. And then my father went back to China and brought my mother to came to the United States, I think 1918 or 1919.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1919, he's in San Francisco. And during that time, I had influences, and I worked in the laundry for $3 a week. I was a kid, and the table was that high. I was kind of short. They put a board. So I do the iron for underwear and socks, all those. I got $3 a week.
Yeah, I like to recap here. What year were you born again?
1903.
1903. Yeah. And then when you were 10 years old, you came to this country.
My father
was your father.
Yeah. And he left me in Salinas.
And left you in Salinas. Where did he go?
And he went back to China.
Oh, and he went back to China.
Yeah. And then he got my mother and two brothers.
Who were you staying with in Salinas?
Long War.
Long War.
Yi Zhenghui.
Yi Zhenghui.
Yeah.
And he took care of you.
Yeah, he took care of me.
And at that age, did you go to school, English school?
Yeah.
And what's the name of the school? Do you remember?
Well, I can't remember so far. So long, it was only elementary school.
Is there a lot of Chinese there?
Oh, quite a few hundred.
Okay.
Yeah. I think still had one, I can remember, Lee Kip. I think he's still alive.
Okay, and then when you arrive, you went to school. Did you work in a farm?
No, I didn't work in a farm. I went to work in a restaurant, wash dishes. And
from what year to what year?
Well, nighttime, if I get a job, go wash dishes. And summertime, I went down to King City, work in the sugar, the car to raise beet sugar.
Sugar beet.
Yeah, in summertime. Get about $50 a month.
Oh, okay. And how long did you work there?
Just
in the summertime.
Yeah, just the summertime.
And then in the fall, you go back to school.
Go back to school, and then I find a job, work in the restaurant, wash dishes, and so on.
Were there many Chinese? Do you play with the Chinese? Or
yeah, quite a few Chinese.
Quite a few Chinese.
In Chinatown, in Salinas.
Oh. Do you know how many Chinese in that city?
Oh, during that time, it's on South Street. I think maybe 200-300, that's a Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, whatever job, I get it. And then I take the job.
And then after that, how long did you stay up there before you moved down here to Los Angeles?
And then that time, and we went back to San Francisco, my father.
Okay.
And we live on, I think, Washington Street. And my father went to work, and I work in the laundry down Howard, between Howard 5th and 6th, below Mission Street. And then I have to walk up Chinatown every morning to the school. Used to be don't allow in the white district to go to school. You have to walk 4 or 5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then in laundry, I get up and set the fire for those come to work and put the pot of water, they come in for coffee, then I go to school in the morning. And then after school, I walk back down there. And then I sleep on the table.
This is an American school.
What? Chinese school?
Chinese school.
Used to be, see?
Yeah.
You can't go to American school.
Oh, you do not? Oh, they
yeah.
will not let you.
They won't allow
oh,
you.
Oh, this school here is a Chinese school you're going to.
No, American school.
Yeah.
But in Chinatown.
Okay.
See, things are like now, just like the black people.
Yeah.
You go wherever you want to, but not used to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
there's one school for
them. See, I have to walk about from 5th and Howard Street, walk up to the tunnel and go to Washington Street, the American school. The principal, I remember, Mrs. Hall.
Mrs. Hall.
Yeah.
How many years of schooling did you go through?
Well, in San Francisco,
in Salina.
No, San Francisco.
No, oh, you're now in San Francisco?
Yeah, in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, see, I went there, I don't remember, see, never keep track of.
Until what age?
And then until 1919. And my father built a Xiu Yen Hong on Grand Avenue and Washington Street.
Now, okay, let's backtrack. When did your father come back to this country?
1918?
I think 1918,
1919. Mother and his brother.
Okay, and then that's when your, that is when your wife, when,
mom,
no, let's see.
His mom and his family, your two brothers.
And my father stayed in China for a couple of years.
Okay.
Got two more brothers. Then he brought to the United States. And we stayed in San Francisco.
Okay.
He went to work. We just had one room and a communal kitchen.
Yeah.
And when did you get married?
1921.
Oh, 1921.
And we went to Santa Barbara.
And you got married in Santa Barbara?
No, went back to China got married.
You went back to China to get married. What year was that?
And 1921.
1921, you went to China and got married?
Yeah, that's why and you fought it. Met me in your village.
Oh,
that's
sure.
what he told me.
Oh, yeah.
In 1965. I don't know whether your father was in there or not. During that time, we had a tea party at Hong Kong Lao Cafe. And then I never met your father. And then I asked him his name and so on. And he told me that he's from Lingham. I said, you from Lingham? I said, my godfather is also Lingham too. And then we brought up, really we know each other. And at the time I'm married, we make some party to my godfather, and he said he was there too.
Uh-huh.
That's what he told me. Then we know each other, respect each other, until now.
So you, after you got married, How long did you stay up? When did you come down to Long Beach?
1942.
Oh, in 1942.
Yeah.
You came down to Long Beach.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. While you were over here, do you associate mostly with Chinese or Americans? Do you?
Well, that's me. If he like me, I associate with him. If he don't like me, I just forget about him.
Mm-hmm.
No particular. That's black, yellow, white, or anything. Just like in the Yi Association, maybe a lot of them didn't like me either, because I want to be honest with you. See, like that time, I tried to make the Yi Association time to time, San Francisco, send representative to Los Angeles, time to time. I tried to ask Sue Wall. He's very wealthy in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Okay, maybe
I'm not wealthy. I just want to make a Yi Association so we can get together. Finally, till Howard got that store vacant.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was belong to him. Then I purposed, he asked for $250 rent. Yi is less than 110 in Los Angeles. Who can pay that $2-3 a month? As far I'm concerned, myself, I don't care for $20 a month. I pay. And first year, even my kid not long. I pay the first year all the fee for my children. Besides mine.
I backtrack and talking about when you were a kid, still young yet, up in San Francisco area. When you got sick, you know, when you catch a cold or get sick or something like that, do you usually have a Chinese doctor or American doctor to?
I don't think I ever did have a doctor yet.
Is that right? You're a healthy man.
Last 10 years, I seen Dr. Puni every week.
And then when you play with the neighbors?
In Chinatown.
It's mostly Chinese then?
Yeah, mostly Chinese.
And at that time, do they, all the little kids, all the kids still speak Chinese when you play? Or?
Yeah, still another, by name Lee Kip, he's still up there. I don't know whether he alive or not. Sometime, I think a few years ago, I passed by Selena, and I dropped down Chinatown, entirely changed. I tried to see if I can locate him, that I knew him 1914, 1915, those areas.
So when you play these games, what kind of games do you play? Basketball, or do you play mahjong?
Softball and football.
Softball and football.
Yeah.
But do you play, when you're small, do you play mahjong, or do you listen to Chinese music?
In Salinas. No, in Santa Barbara, I play mahjong. I haven't played mahjong for years.
How old were you then?
That's about around 30 or 35.
Oh, I'm talking about in your 20s.
At 20.
You mostly play what?
No,
baseball,
I never
played. Football?
I work for my father.
Oh, you've been working.
Work for my father to help the family to get two of my brother go to school.
Do you get a chance to write to your mother when you were here?
What?
While your mother was still in China, do you get a chance? Do you write to your mother?
No, I couldn't write that time.
You couldn't write at that time. Oh, okay. Now we're going to start talking about here in Los Angeles here at the time when you came over. Now let's talk about the, do you belong in any kind of association in Chinatown beside the Yi family?
Well, I belong to, mostly private. I shouldn't let anybody know it. I belong to some, but I shouldn't let anybody know it.
Oh.
See, as far as Chinese, the Yi family, back 80 years, fight with some association. Yi take up Zhong Teng Gong, swear that tell their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, not to join that association. But I know it. Some people join. I haven't seen one good one yet. Because Yi swear that we don't want them to join. Not even their great-great-grandchildren to join the association.
You talk about Hong Leong,
eh? Eh?
Keep saying that Hong Leong.
I don't like
Hong Leong. Oh, okay. Okay, now on the Yi Family Association, you were one of the, let's say, founders of the...
No, I'm not the founder. And I over them and Sue Wall, only Zhong Wa-Suk knew it. I asked him, yes, you three, four times richer than I am, 1963, 1964. And he won't donate one penny. And wherever has Party New Year, he always go there as he as a president of the Yi Association. I heard one Fong, he's a president of Fong family. He said, how the hell is he as a president? Yi have family had no association in Los Angeles. How the hell he can represent as a Yi Association? I said, I don't want monkey with you. Let him.
When the Yi Family Association was organized, what is the function? What is it supposed to do for the people?
Well, as long as we had a family, we know each other, the Yi, where they come from. And I thought make that good for the family in the future. But finally, nobody won't put up the money until back 100 years ago. You know how the Yi came to the United States. Nobody made money. They built Yi Feng Da Hong. Just somebody $10, somebody got more money, he donated $20 to put up that Yi Association in River Street. Harmonized to make the Yi family in San Francisco. Our main headquarters. Now the people, if he had no interest, he don't give them, he just interest of his own interest.
Okay, during that period, or even a period before that, who do you think is the strongest Chinese or the most famous Chinese here in America? Do you know of any?
You mean where? Los Angeles, or
right here in the Los Angeles area.
Well, during that time, Su Wo, Gu Ne, he's about the wealthy one.
Su Wo, what's his American name? You know?
I don't know. He run that Peking factory, noodle factory.
Oh. When you first came out here to, you live in Long Beach, right?
Yeah,
you came right to Long Beach.
Yeah.
Do you know many Chinese at that time?
No.
Not too many Chinese?
Not too many.
How did you get to Long Beach?
Well, because I had no trouble with my parents. So I left my parents. I worked with a lieutenant, commander. I came to Long Beach, finally the Japanese took it out, so I got that location. And then I came here, tried to buy a house. They all turned me down. And I bought this house.
Why did they turn you down?
On account of the race. Because at present time, you haven't seen those things. When I came down here, they don't want me to stay around there. You know what? Who I get this house for me? Mr. Yangtze, Jack Yangtze. He's the ex-chief of Long Beach. Because the Santa Barbara sheriff and him, his good friend, call him up, tell him I'm his good friend. So I give him the money to buy this house and turn around and ask for put in my name. And I can't buy property that time. So I use my tune and use somebody as a trust.
What year was this?
That's 43, I think.
43.
This house belonged to a Presbyterian church. Right at the 6th and Cherry.
Did you ever get mad?
Well, really, I got mad. What can you do?
Do you ever think about going back to China at that time?
Yeah, I intend to go back to China. I still have some property in China, and I intend to go back. And since the communists took it over, who the hell wants to go back? I don't think even in Los Angeles.
How do you open this?
Wait up.
Let's see, Randy.
Randy, how do you turn your tape on?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just push this?
See.
Yes. Can you say that again after one?
Push it.
Okay.
See. I have write out so many generations of our family. And I intend to go back. And I intend to take my children there. Mm. But now, communists took over China so long, now they educate in this country. Compare my time and present time is different. And I work all my life. I try to have my children go to college or my grandchildren. That's what I'm hoping for. But now, they're grown up. You can't tell them what to do. You have to listen to them to tell you what to do. Instead, you tell them now.
Okay.
You can bend it any tree when it's young, but not when it's and grown up.
Yeah.
At that time, the people you know, the Chinese you know, what kind of work do they have?
Well,
mostly what?
Mostly laundry. In Chinese. Like, let's see, 1918 to 1925, Yi family had more laundry in San Francisco than any other family.
Is that right? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
Well, because everybody in that way, they can't speak English. And when we, every day when after school, from Stockton Street, go further up, a lot of Italian kids. We have to fight every day with the Italian kids.
What do you fight with the Italian kids?
Well, sometimes you should want those, the three that try to hit each other in San Francisco, they always fight with the Italian people.
Because
they fight more with the Italian
Because
people.
They call your name or what?
Yeah, they call your name. Sometimes.
What about the rest of the kids? Do they help you to fight or?
Well, they go with a bunch always.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Chinese back to those times still have little with the poor and the Chinaman up on the where the Italian district. The people. Use horse buggy, go around, deliver laundry.
Oh. That was in 1915, 16. How much were they getting? How much do they make those days?
Well, like I school job, I make $3 a week.
$3 a week?
Yeah. I was about 12, 13. Mm. If those do the watch day and night, they get about $20 a week. Those good fast workers, like iron white laundry, about $12 a week.
Mm.
See, now a judge can get $1,200 a month now.
And when you are down here in Long Beach, where you were working, where were you working, in a restaurant?
No, I run a restaurant myself.
You're here in Long Beach?
Yeah.
And what was about the average income at that time, before the wartime?
What do you mean?
Average income.
How much you make.
Well, I can't tell you. This is more private.
Oh, okay.
See, this is my cousin. This is the one in Washington, D.C.
The money you save, how does the...
It's just my son-in-law.
The money you save, do you send much of that back to China, or?
Well, that time, except her mother. Her mother is a widow when she was 2 years old. And I always support her mother and her brother, always. Until her mother passed away, I paid for all her friends, funeral, everything. This is my son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
During the Depression time, here in Los Angeles or Long Beach area, what were you doing then?
Depression time, I wasn't in Long Beach. I was in Santa Barbara.
Oh, you were still up in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Santa Barbara.
How?